Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's very proper for us as the end of the church year rapidly is closing in upon us. We take a look at the end of the time of the church in this earthly life, for it will be no more. The day is coming. Believe it, my faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. The day of our Lord's return is indeed coming. It will come just as the last words of the Old Testament proclaim. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. You have been told about the end. You've studied it. You've heard all about it. The prophets have told us so much that the Lord had said to them concerning the great day when Jesus returns. They've said, behold, I will make known to you what you shall be at the latter end of the indignation, for it refers to the appointed time of the end. Daniel also said that someone said to the Lord, who was above the waters of the stream, how long shall it be till the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the stream. He raised his right hand and his left hand toward heaven and swore that it would be for all time, and that when the shattering of the power of the holy people comes to an end, all these things would be finished. So all of the prophesying, all of the teaching, all of the hearing of the books of the Old Testament and the New Testament that our forefathers spoke, they spoke about the end times. That time before the new beginning. And God said, behold, the Lord is coming out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And the earth will disclose the blood shed on it, and will no more cover its slain. For behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like the whirlwind, to render his anger and fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire will the Lord enter into judgment, and by his sword with all flesh, and those slain by the Lord shall be many. Jeremiah said, it may be that their plea for mercy will come before the Lord, and that everyone will turn from his evil way, for great is the anger and wrath that the Lord has pronounced against this people. On account of your unclean lewdness, Ezekiel said, because I would have cleansed you, the Lord said, and you were not cleansed from your uncleanliness. You shall not be cleansed any more till I have satisfied my fury upon you. I am the Lord. I have spoken. It shall come to pass. I will do it. I will not go back. I will not spare. I will not relent. According to your ways and your deeds, you will be judged, declares the Lord God. Is that enough? Have you heard about all you want to hear about the end times and Jesus is coming back to judge the living and the dead? It's what's to be preached at this time of the year about these end times and all of that. St. Paul wrote that you or I should not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of your heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. And then the lawless one will be revealed, the unrepentant sinners of this world, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the lawless is the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. You know, I've said these words, much of them, to other people before about the coming of our Lord, and matter of fact, I was laughed at. I quoted God's own word, and it was denied. For they knew that God wouldn't let so many people just perish because they sinned a little here or there. People really thought that, and they still do. You know, I've even preached in a sermon before about that one who is baptized and believes how they will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I was told afterwards by someone, "That's not true, Pastor. Jesus came to forgive the sins of all mankind." And they tell me that that means all mankind will be saved on that last day. That's not what the scriptures say. Let me admonish you here and now. No. All people will not enter into heaven. That's not me judging anyone. No, I can't do that. Can I? It's true, we're not supposed to judge one another, but speaking the very word of God, and his judgment is what I am to do for each of you. It's not my judgment upon you. It is God's. It is God who lays his righteous and eternal judgment on each and every man, woman, and child. And there will be many entering into heaven, and there will be many entering into the eternal damnation of the fiery pits of hell. Why do you think St. Paul said in our epistle reading for today that now we command you, brothers, he said, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. You see, you're supposed to stay away from them so as not to get caught up in the judgment that is to come. Oh, sure, interact and love them, absolutely. We're commanded by God to do just that. But don't take up the foolish and ill-gotten sinning of their ways upon yourself. They're sure to help lead you right down that giant, super slippery slope right into that place of eternal condemnation, that den of ashes where worms invade your body and they will not die, and your flesh is on fire and it will not consume you. Jesus has said to you today in your hearing, see that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place. but the end will not be at once. And so St. Paul also echoes those same words of our Lord. So have the prophets of the Old Testament. So have other apostles in God's holy word. I know this is tough talk, folks. I know it's hard. I really do. It can be darn right depressing to speak and hear about the end times here on earth. But what kind of a minister would I be if I didn't tell you the truth? What worth would even my own salvation be? Have I simply allowed false words and false prophets and evangelists of today to fill you with false ideas and deception? Pastors, we've sworn an oath to proclaim from this pulpit both law and gospel. Right? I'm to rightly divide law and gospel for you so that you can help understand it. You need to know the difference, and you need to know the truth. The law is that which we cannot do. The law is that which we can never fully comply with. The gospel is God's own promises of healing, comfort, and salvation through Jesus Christ to all who believe in Him. The gospel is the Lord doing for you that which you can't do. Now, I've got to quote Martin Luther again because, well, to be honest with you, his words outweigh anything that I can draw up. He said, Christ himself preached the law and the gospel according to his circumstances. As a passage or text indicates, therefore, one should take up the law and gospel, for one must have both of them. It isn't right to draw everything into the gospel alone, nor is it good always to preach the law alone. He said the scriptures themselves must be, if properly adhered to, they will give an answer. As a called and ordained minister of the word, I am to deliver to you with all the sternness the law of God. And you know, sometimes I hammer it, I do. But I also have to, with the greatest of sweetness, with all the comfort I can give you, which that is what the Lord has for you, a love so deep that He sent His own Son for you. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die a terrible death that you and I deserve. And He rose again on the third day, rising to never die again. A resurrection that you and I, just like we share in a baptism like His, we shall experience a resurrection like His. So law, the law, God's law, is that which you and I, we must do. We got to try. We do it as best we can, as hard as we can. And then the gospel is that which God does for us. I have to tell you these things, my friends. I have to speak all the things, for Christ has said, there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and waves. People fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up, he says, and raise up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. I have one more thing to read for you. Please listen, as these are the last words of our Lord Jesus Christ in Holy Scripture. And they are really good and profitable to us as he speaks them here at this time of the year, here, the end of the church year. He said, "And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." He says, "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. Surely I am coming soon.